If I were to entrust a message to you to pass on to someone else, I'd be counting on you for that message to go from me to you to them. Or more than a message, I could give you something, asking that you give that something to another. Well, one of those things that is given and received when we come to Mass is the peace of Christ. A peace that's based not on success or popularity or even happiness, but on an assurance that Christ is with you and saves you and loves you. That exchange of peace is present at every Mass, no matter what. But for more than 2 years, until last weekend, a visible manifestation of that peace was gone. I'm excited that we have returned the sign of peace to Mass, because it is important. It is the peace of the risen Christ present on the altar that is given to you. And that's why it's placed at that point of the Mass, after the Our Father and before the Lamb of God. So right before I offer you the sign of peace, I look at Jesus here, and I say, Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. That's what we just heard in the gospel. And then I continue, look not upon our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. And you notice that whole time that I'm not looking at you. No offense, but I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Jesus. And then I go from asking his peace to giving you that peace. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And then I go from giving you that peace to asking you to give that peace. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. From asking Christ's peace to giving Christ's peace to asking you to give Christ's peace. Which brings us to the sign of peace that you are invited to give. The first thing the church reminds us is that the sign of peace is for those nearest you. It's not a time to move around, to leave your pew, or to form a receiving line at a wedding or a funeral. But what should you say? And what should you do when you give the sign of peace to those nearest you? Well, if you're going to say something, give Christ's peace. The sign of peace is not a time to say good morning, or congratulations, or I'm sorry for your loss, or happy Easter. Not that any of those things are bad, but they're not for the sign of peace. If you're to say anything, it could be, peace be with you, or the peace of Christ, or just peace, perhaps. So it's okay if you just want to say something. But for many, the sign of peace also involves doing something, a gesture. And if I meet someone on the street, there are many ways that I can greet them. You know, I give a high five, I could give a fist bump, right? Or little elbow shake. I always thought that was pretty silly, I think. Well, so more commonly, there's a handshake, there's a hug, maybe even a kiss. But at the sign of peace, the question is, what most appropriately says, "The peace of Christ be with you"? Now, I'm not saying that it's wrong to give your spouse a kiss, but at this moment, are you saying, "I love you, sweetie"? Or are you saying, "The peace of Christ be with you"? Which is just as loving and more appropriate at this instance. And even a gesture that means peace doesn't necessarily mean that it's right for the sign of peace. You know, this gesture came out of a tumultuous time in our culture and may convey a different idea of peace than one that comes from Christ. If you're doing this because you don't want to touch someone, then just say, "Peace be with you." Or if you're doing this because they're so far away that you can't touch them or can't speak to them, then you don't need to offer them a sign of peace at all. Even if there were no sign of peace at Mass, the fact that I say, "The peace of the Lord be with you always," and you respond, "And with your spirit," is already a giving and a receiving. But this weekend, we come back to a beautiful extension of that, to be instruments of the peace of Christ.